Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
And welcome to the second hour of the John Moore Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim Spencer sitting in for John today. Today's date is Wednesday, the 31st day of March in the year of our Lord, 2021. Prepper tip of the day, quick repeat, make sure all your hand tools, shovels, axes, mattocks, all that stuff are in good working repair so you have them when you need them. Patiently waiting in the green room is Professor James McCanny. I'm not going to try to do his bio from memory, but I will say he's one of the smartest men that I've ever had the privilege of knowing. Good morning, Jim. Okay.
Jim, I'm sorry. I was muted here.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for the introduction. That was very kind of you. And my comment was, did you know a lot of people to compare to? And I suspect you probably have.
Yes, I did. Actually, I grew up with rocket scientists, quite literally, on Cocoa Beach and Merritt Island in Florida.
Oh.
And so, yes, I have known a lot of people to compare you with. Physicists, mathematicians. Yes, sir, I have.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, that is a real compliment, because there's a lot of smart people out there, but what I always say is they're book smart. They're textbook geniuses. They learned everything in the textbook, some of which was wrong, and they still think they know everything. So, yeah, I know the story. I've been down that road, too. The textbook geniuses, they're all over the place. And the more education they have, the bigger opinion they have of themselves, and the harder it is to talk to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember when I was very young, we're talking 3, 4, 5 years old, my father had a Sinclair station in the very first convenience store probably in the whole state of Florida, and we're talking mid-60s, and I remember that during the summers when, or was it winters? Anyway, one part of the year when Von Braun was there, he'd walk into the store every morning and pat me on the head and in his German accent say, "How are you doing this morning, Timmy?" You know, and
is that right?
Nice guy.
Yeah, that's a good story. We have to talk more about this, maybe on the air even. Some of your experiences down in Florida during the good old days, the early days of NASA.
NASA. Gemini and Apollo. Mercury was before I was born, but Gemini and Apollo, I can tell you a lot about, believe me. And I knew the guys that were going up there.
Wow. Yeah, because you were right at ground zero, literally, you know, with the...
Yes.
Interesting.
And my father was the police commissioner of Cocoa Beach, so that's the way I got to meet all these guys.
Wow. Exactly. Well, that's very interesting. So now it gives you a whole new meaning when you introduce me as the smartest man you ever met, and you were rubbing elbows with Wernher von Braun. Well, now I'm puffed up a little more, a lot more than before. That puts a whole new twist on what you said there. So thank you. Now, that is a real compliment.
Well, I meant it, Jim. You know, you don't only have the book smarts, but you have the experience and, what's the word I'm looking for? You've been there and done that's what I'm trying to say. It's not just book smarts. And it's in so many areas, you know, archaeology, you know, I'm sure there's a connection between archaeology and mathematics and astrophysics, but
yes,
I don't know
is.
What it is.
Yeah, you know. Well, it's we're discovering more every day, and, you know, like John always asks me about the Nazca Lines, is there anything new and innovative about the Nazca Lines? And, yeah, there is. And it's connecting to mathematics, but the people that built the Nazca Lines were very oriented to mathematics. And, I mean, imagine, you know, thousands of years before the Incas, you had people there who were building antenna systems, very
right.
complicated antenna systems. And also so that we would discover them someday, you know, if they would have just built antennas in the ground, well, we would have probably thought, well, they're related to water, transfer of water or agriculture or something. But they built these figures, monkeys and whales and seaweed and birds and spiders, and a spider specifically that was from the middle of the Amazon jungle. You know, whales are not common where the Nazca lines are. And
right.
the Palpa lines are even earlier, and we discovered one this past year that orients towards the old North Pole, which means it was done before the Venus pole shift. And so very, you know, lots going on, but very precise. And the only way these could have been drawn is from above, if they were surveyed from above. Just incredible, absolutely incredible. And so,
it sounds like it.
Mathematics.
Hey, Jim, we've got a caller. Kind of early in your segment, but that's fine. Let's go to Deborah in Arizona on line one. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, and my question goes along with kind of what you're talking about, but which is odd that this morning I was listening to another gentleman who is quite wise too on things, but they were discussing the Egyptian stones and how they might have been moved, and he was saying he's trying to, in his own himself, try to figure out what he could make to move the stone, and he was discussing directing some type of frequency energy towards a large stone, but the stone would have to hold the energy in the stone to be able to make it easier to move either very slightly across the ground he said, I don't know if I could get it to levitate, but if you direct the beam or some way to direct it into the stone, but it has to be able to hold the energy, to move it easily by just barely pushing it across, not scraping the ground. So I thought that was pretty interesting. He was trying to think up a way to do that. And what are your thoughts on how those stones were moved? Is that a possibility they were moved through an energy-type frequency?
All I can say is the proof is always in the pudding. And so if somebody's suggesting something, before they start talking, they should go do it and save us all a lot of listening time,
because
we're limited. Right. And so people that are going to do something, I say, go do it. And that's, if you notice what I do, I don't release information until I've done it. And so when I have something done and accomplished, then I release it. I don't speculate. I don't, and all of those things are speculative until done. So if somebody were doing that, you'd certainly gain a lot of attention. But just there's so many people talking about stuff today and not doing. So, there's all kinds of concepts, but you have to do it. And that's part of physics. That's part of experimentation. That's part of archaeology, is presenting real information. And archaeology, unfortunately, is filled with people speculating and with nothing to back it up. But anyway, what I would say is that exactly that. Proof is in the pudding. Go show it and then talk about it. And the other thing, just about how they moved these rocks, I saw one where they put, these are rectangular blocks, and so what you do is you take a wooden, they're like a wheel, you build a wheel around it, and then you put ropes around this, and you can pull it up a ramp, because you're using the leverage of the circumference of the wheel. It's kind of hard to explain, but you basically imagine the rectangular rock with, on both ends, a wooden wheel built around it. And then you have ropes that wrap around that. And as these connect in the middle, and then you pull it up the ramp. And they've done it. And so that's a way that, but then you have to build a ramp also all the way around the pyramid to bring these up. So anyway, the interesting part is that you could not hire a contracting company today to build the pyramid. If you went out and said, we want to do a request for work quotation, how are you going to do this? They simply couldn't do it. And if you look at other monoliths and other things, stone constructions around the world, today, by today's equipment, you could not do them. So it's archaeology is very interesting in that respect.
Very. And one more question.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with Skull Valley in Arizona?
Skull Valley. I think you called in once before and we were talking about that.
Well,
maybe
not Skull Valley,
that specific one.
That's by Yarnell.
Is it skull, or I'm not getting the pronunciation of the word.
S-K-U-L-L.
Okay, skull. Okay, yeah. Okay, and what about it now?
Okay, when you drive from the backside of Prescott down this hill, you come to Skull Valley, and you have to be on the north end of Prescott, exiting that way, but there are very odd, it's like piled stones, but it looks like they've been molded almost, not like some stones you see. And it almost looks like if they were stacked, purposely stacked for some reason.
There's what's interesting around in Arizona, and a long time ago, decades ago, I wrote a book called Surviving Planet X Passage. It was the supplement to my book, Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes. And in there, I describe how to pile rocks and make a calendar. And then what they started discovering were the actual stone calendars that followed the method that I talked about.
Yes.
But it's a natural way of building a calendar. You can do it in a day, but they're very common around Arizona.
Yeah, so people built those, or they built calendars?
Yeah. It's, if you look at my book, Surviving Planet X Passage, I describe how to do that, and they're piles of rocks, and literally, and that's how you build the calendar. And you start out with a vertical pole, and you get from the sun, you get the true north direction, and then you start building from there. So anyway, it's a simple one-day process, and then you can also use the stars. Once you get the northern direction built, you can then, and there's a way to get the northern direction with stars too. Anyway, that's and then I later built my calendar, which I saw on my webpage. It's called the Recalendar Sun Star Clock, and it it's printed on a panel, and you have pins in it that then allow you to build a calendar and a clock. Very accurate.
Fascinating, because that describes what it looks like. It's like it's done on purpose. Beautiful, but they're fall and summer. Yeah, wow, that answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Jim, next we have Oregon in Norway on line 3. Good morning, Oregon.
Good morning, and to you, and good morning to James.
Good morning, Oregon. How are you?
I'm very fine. Today was the last day of a 1.5 year long work program I've been on. I work for a craftsman. Lots of interesting projects. But over Easter, I'm starting up on my own again. I'm really looking forward to administering my own time and my own projects again, as you might well can believe.
Okay. Do you have a question, Oregon?
Not particular. I sent you some mails, but we have to sort that out. Just wanted to say, listening to you these Wednesdays when you're usually on with John, it's like listening to the old Greek philosophers down at the Agora in Athens, where all kinds of people get to call in and ask you all kinds of strange and particular questions, and either you get ripped to pieces, get a pass, or everybody is in any way still going away wiser from just listening to you guys.
Well, that's good. Do you have a question, Oregon? Do you have a particular question?
Did you see Neptune? Uranus is lining up with the Sun and Earth around the 3rd of November.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, and that's, you know, it's one of the weaker electrical connections of all the planets. Unless something else is going on along with it, it rarely has any meaning at all, because it's so distant. Their local electrical discharges of Earth and Uranus don't connect. They're just too far apart in the solar system. So unless some other alignment is going on, like Jupiter, if you had Earth, Jupiter, Uranus, or Earth, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, even more rare, then you'd have potential for a cross solar system discharge, and then you have something going. But what's going on this November is probably not significant.
Okay.
All right.
Just before I hang up, do you mind, after the break, telling about how it is when the planets are on the other side of the solar system that we are in alignment with them? Okay, thanks.
Okay, folks.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold all the questions. So after the break, we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Call in number is 512-248-8252.
To help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, the 31st day of March, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Our guest this hour is Professor James McCanny, and right now we're talking with Orgon in Norway on line 3. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Orgon. I think, did he drop? He's gone. He dropped.
Yeah, I just got a note saying he dropped. Okay. All right, Jim. I've got a question for you, personal curiosity. How are we doing on the wing generator? Making any sales?
Yeah, and it's good. Progressing. A lot of effort on marketing, and that's a primary thing going on right now is visibility and marketing. It's divided kind of in three sections. The farm and ranch is the smaller ones, up to 250 kilowatts. And so those are direct sales. That's one thing we're working on. And then what I do, I spend a lot of my day is the logistics of getting all the equipment in a place so it can be delivered to a customer. So that's a big job. I mean, you have the wind, you have the electronics, you have the tower, you have all of these things that have to come together to make a system. But then the next category is the much larger ones that would go into commercial centers where you would be selling electricity. Electricity is the actual end product. And so that we're working on also looking for installations where they need electricity, and it's just worldwide. It's just incredible, but it's an uphill battle because everybody is so turned off by wind and solar because those were put on the market, then they don't work. They never did work. They never were meant to work. They were designed to not work so that when everybody figured it out and spent all their money, then you'd have to go back to GE and Siemens, Central Power Company equipment. That was the whole plan. And so what I'm doing is selling something that actually works. And there are markets there, but these companies have actually broken the law by destroying a market using false information and knowingly destroyed a market by first of all dominating the market with equipment that was designed not to work, to destroy an entire market. And then you have people like Joe Biden or AOC that come along and want to invest trillions of dollars in this stuff. You know, they're complete idiots. So anyway, it's a complicated situation, but every day I'm working on logistics and background information and just a ton of things that are very important, and most of that is just private, you know, within the company, and then making strategic associations, of which I have many, many now. But I also don't talk about that because there's people that follow me around and want to destroy anything that I do. So most of what we do is in private, in the background.
Understood.
But anyway, yeah, that's mainly what I work on these days. That's my primary goal is to get the companies. There's a number of companies associated with the wing generator to get them up and moving and talking to people and, like I say, logistics. So very interesting. But my goal is to eventually hand a lot of this busy work off to other people so I can get back to some of my other work, which is somewhat sitting on the shelf.
Understood. Jim, we got a call. We can start hearing what he has to say before the break. Let's go to Brad in Massachusetts on line one, Julie. Good morning, Brad.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Professor McCanny, what is, maybe you've said this before and I haven't heard on your lectures or anything, the idea of like cars, couldn't they run off the wind? There's always a wind going into the front of the car every time you drive. Is that something that's
going to happen? Well, it's a matter of conservation of energy, it's called. If you create energy to do something like move a car and then extract energy from that wind, then it's going to be a percentage loss in this process. But here's the thing. Here's the way you can do that is you take a wing generator, you create the electricity, you store it in the battery in the car, and then the car drives down the road. And that's the system that I'm working on. I actually am a vendor for the largest supplier of electric car charging stations in the United States. I'm a certified vendor. And so my goal is to put up charging stations that charge cars from the wind. So you come in, you plug in your car, and there's the wing generators up there charging these cars. And then on a larger scale also.
Okay, gentlemen, we have a break. Brad, you're welcome to hold on through the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 512-248-8252 is calling number.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, the 31st day of March, 2021. Professor James McCanny is our guest. And right now, we are talking to Brad in Massachusetts. Okay, gentlemen, please continue.
Anyway, did that answer your question, Brad? Did we lose Brad?
Apparently so. Yes, we
yeah.
did.
He dropped.
Okay. All right, so let's go to Dave in New York on line three. Good morning, Dave.
Yes, good morning again. Jim, how does it feel to be the smartest person in the world today?
well, pretty good.
Tim better not use that line tomorrow. It's April 1st, okay?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
One day away. Hey, By the way, I have an April 1st tomorrow night on my show, so it'll be a good one. Prepare people for go ahead.
Oh, you have a good joke on your show. Okay, yeah, we'll have to hear it. I'm calling about a non-scientific misinformation that comes across to apparently distract everybody. And one of these things is that people like Andrew Kaufman and Tom Cowan are coming out, and they may have some scientific basis, very weak basis, saying that the virus, COVID, SARS-CoV-2, has not been isolated. And I think in more detail, they talk about gradient centrifugation, which is okay for macrophages and larger bacteria. I'm not sure if a 1.2 micron small virus can be isolated that way. They claim that it hasn't. But yet we see the genome of it has been shown all around the world, found independently in different labs. And right. I don't think all these labs are faking it. And there's also apparently high-resolution electron micrographs. I talked to a researcher who's developing anti-COVID surface agents with about 400 publications, and he said that there's high-resolution electron micrographs of it as well. And there's lots of other ancillary information which non-scientists don't gather. They don't understand. Well, so my question is, do you feel that people are putting out this kind of false information?
Not identifying something is one thing. Identifying that's what's causing people to be sick is another thing. And so,
right.
That's two completely different things. And so isolating something, so you've isolated in people that are sick. Can you isolate this in a million people that are not sick? And it's something that's been there 10 years ago. It's like when NASA discovered the ozone hole. Remember the ozone hole and we're all going to die? And they discovered it for the very first time and then said, oh, my goodness, there's a hole in the ozone. Well, did they ever know about this 10 or 100 years ago? Of course not. So how can they say it's something that's we all have to be amazingly attuned to based on a recent discovery? And that's what we have here. There's no track record of any studies of this. People may have had this 10 years ago. There's no, and everybody was fine. So isolating something is just a piece of the puzzle, and it's a very small piece of the puzzle.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. So,
very bad science. This whole thing has been bad science from day one. And king of this is Tony Fauci and BRICS. These people are quacks, and the people that worked with them call them quacks. These are people that made it up, and if you're in any kind of organization, typically the people that get up into administration got there because they were not good at what they did. It's called the Peter Principle. It's the old term from back in the 70s, that people advance to the position at which they are incompetent, and they stay there. That's Anthony Fauci.
Yeah. So you feel that you haven't seen sufficient information indicating that this alleged virus could be transmitted between people.
Nothing. And, I mean, that's another thing. Yeah, there's no.
Well, we see clusters and things. I think that is not definitive at all.
I think most of the people that died either died of something else or died from the respirator machines where they blew their lungs out, literally killed them with a respirator. When people are having attacks, I would like to know too if some of these people examine them, see if they have micro particles in their lungs. If somebody's been, I call it fairy dust. You go around and blow it into an air conditioning system or something at a mall or something, and it's micro particles that get into people's lungs. It irritates their lungs to the point where they choke to death, literally, and then they call it COVID. There is no research that's been done on any of this. Let's take another subject, school shootings. Every school shooting is considered an isolated event. It's investigated by local police. Then it goes to the FBI. They don't make any coordinated effort to associate the different school shootings with somebody controlling students, or even if they even occurred. There's no real investigation that's ever gone on. certainly not a comprehensive investigation to link them together.
Agreed.
And we know for a fact that the FBI and especially the CIA has mind control programs. They get kids involved. They get adults involved in PSYOPs programs. The people don't, you know, they're very susceptible people. Oh, good grief. I mean, let's go and talk about the broad spectrum of false flags being, you know, there's no real investigation of any of these false flags. It just goes off into never, never land. And COVID is a perfect example of a PSYOPs that went bad. I mean, it did not really accomplish what the originators wanted. And there's been absolutely no science around this at all. Absolutely none.
Really? Well, also, I think the symptoms that they're finding blood clots occurring in a lot of patients who have COVID. And some people have related this to possibly 5G, 60 gigahertz, or who knows what. I mean, like you say, it could be caused by who knows what. I think there are definitive differences. It's not just a normal thing that happens. Something different is happening here.
Well, I was on Coast to Coast, and George Norrie said that he didn't believe anything that was going on. And we were talking about that, and he said, Jim, something is going on. I said, yeah, something's going on. But we don't know. I mean, let's put it this way. In science, the definition of science is that if you make a claim of some kind, it needs third-party independent verification. None of this has been done. None of it. And so you have people saying things, you have people who are promoting it, you have Pfizer announcing that its vaccine is 100% safe for young adults. Yeah, the company that's making the stuff is close. I mean, it's just all kiddie.
Young adults don't need this. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Right.
They don't need
right.
That.
And so there again, I mean, it's nuts. It's absolutely. And then you got a president who doesn't even know what direction he's walking in, mandating 200 million doses and wearing a mask, and he can't even find his mask. You know, he's wandering around, where's my mask? Where's my mask? They have to point him over.
Yeah, but Jim, everybody's believing this stuff.
Well, I know it. I know it. And that's, that's part of the problem. It comes back to the schools. We have generations of lost people that never knew how to logically deduce anything. They're just told to believe anything they hear. America's a disaster. The United States and the whole world now is an absolute disaster. And then you have, you know, the people who are leaders in these countries coming from basically the Jesuit Vatican, who's been very busy putting these leaders in place for the last 40, 50 years, you know, down to the local mayor and city council. And they're implementing these programs without ever being elected. We have false elections. I mean, the world is a basket case. It's absolute
right.
bad. Well, and right at the core of it is this COVID stuff, which there is no science on.
Well, yeah, but there is some sort of disease state that's abnormal out there. And I think Pierre Corey with his ivermectin and Roe with the hydroxychloroquine, we had a lot of effective solutions in January 2020. And I think we can say to people is, with all these effective solutions that were totally suppressed, why do you think 500,000 people died? It was because of a vaccine push. You know, and not that 500,000 actually died, but you know what I'm saying? We could tell people you should be suspecting something.
Well, the numbers, right there off the top. It's called a case-demic. The PCR test never worked in the first place. I pointed that out. I mean, I had the PCR test 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, and it turned out positive, and I went to a doctor, and he said, no, it doesn't mean anything. They were giving that away 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's never been a test for anything. I mean, and then for Fauci to come out and have this all planned where they had only one company that could make the test, I mean, it stinks from high. This was all pre-programmed, pre-planned operation. Right. And so, you know, I mean, well, if you look at any aspect of this, it's bonkers. It has no scientific merit. It has fear written all over it. People, you know, turning in their family members because they didn't wear a mask. I mean, it's just, no, it's, you know, it's just insane. It's hardly even worth, not worth talking about because it, the level of insanity here.
Well, thanks for your sharp opinion. It's nice to talk to the smartest man that we know. and it really is a good opinion, Jim. I appreciate your trying to right the ship here with your comments.
Well, yeah, it's just, I you know, I've kind of stepped out of this because it's just so bonkers. You know, when you have, you know, university professors mandating shots for all students as if there's some kind of safe zone, you know, that they're going to go into. Yeah, it's just, you know, or then you have Biden requiring a travel health passport, which is just the first step, by the way, in a long list of these. This is just the beginning, remember. This is getting back. Yeah. There's no such thing as ever getting
back. Hey, Dave, this is Tim. Buddy, I'm going to have to let you go because we've really got callers stacking
up. No problem. No problem.
Anyway.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, next we go to Kyle in Montana on line one. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Professor McKinney, I've got a question for you, and this is not an attack. This is actually leading up to a question here. So wind, by its very nature, wind power requires wind, and solar power requires sun. My question is, I'm curious about this. This is why I'm asking you. Have you ever, the one thing that we don't ever have to replace is permanent magnets. And what I'm curious about is that if you've got a negative and a positive, I've looked into this somewhat myself. I actually built one, and I learned a critical lesson with it. But my question to you is this, if it's possible to take, I mean, if you theorize with me a second, that if you had a long enough magnet and it was wrapped in lead and you were only using the negative side on one side and the positive side on the other side, and you put a cylinder in the middle at an angle and with a clamshell that closes around it at an opposite angle, on varying points, it looks to me like there's a way. I mean, with your engineering and expertise
what's your question?
Well, the question is this: shouldn't it be able to create a permanent magnet motor that would generate electricity constantly?
No, here's the thing, I see what your question is, and I'll answer it. To create electricity, which is moving charges that can produce power, there has to be a change in the magnetic field. And that's why you rotate the coil of wires in a magnetic field. And it has to change. And the faster it changes and the bigger the magnetic field, the more current and power you can determine. So by making something like that, it's not going to do anything. You have to have a motion, and that motion has to be, that's where the wind comes in, to make it turn so that you can cross the coils in the magnetic field. And then once that energy is taken out of the system, you have to have more wind to create more energy. So trying to contrive something that just sits there and creates energy is not going to work. The whole principle is it has to be moving, and you have to have cutting of the magnetic field by the coils.
I wasn't very clear. So what I'm saying is using this permanent magnet as a motor to turn a shaft that would create, like if you hook this up to and took the gas motor out of a generator.
You're creating a machine that powers itself. And because of loss, because of losses, the thing is going to run out of power. It's going to, people have been trying to do this. And in fact, there's in the patent, It's illegal. It's not illegal. It's just simply not acknowledged that somebody can build something that'll just run and run and run with no source of power. But the and it's also a misnomer to think that permanent magnets are permanent. They do lose because, you know, like anything, they work and they can lose their magnetism over time by being worked. And so that's something where magnets have to be reinforced and put through the magnetization process to build them up, to build up their magnetic fields because of working over a period of time. So they're not infinitely permanent.
Okay, right. Kyle, I'm going to have to let you go, buddy. Yeah. We have got callers really stacking up, and I want to get as many as I can to Jim. So I really appreciate your call, Kyle. Next, Jim, we're going to David in Iowa on line 5. Good morning, David.
Yes, hello. Professor McCanny. Pardon?
Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Have you seen John Moore's article on the former Pfizer VP? It's on his website. You scroll down.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It comes to... You scroll down, you come to a section, there's three columns. And it's on the right column. It says former Pfizer VP, Dr. Mike Eden. He's talking about it's entirely possible vaccine campaigns will be used for massive scale depopulation. This is an amazing 7-page article from a real awesome source.
Right. What was the date on that, please?
A day before yesterday, Jim.
Yes, it's noon.
Yeah, the day before yesterday.
7-page article.
But when did he say that?
It's a recent interview.
Okay, so it's recent. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, past few days recent.
Yeah, anyway, that's it's really important. So people are coming out of the woodwork, thankfully, to try and stop this insanity of this vaccine, which is what I'm predicting is that in 9 months you're going to start to see the birth defects. And that's when the real price is going to be paid, when people start the birth defects in babies that are irreversible. So you've destroyed hundreds of millions of people's genetics to the point where they won't be able to have babies.
Yeah, I heard something. They're saying that there are 200,000 people are having bad effects in Europe, and I think it's up to 4,000 deaths in Europe now.
Yeah, the people. Yeah, exactly. And then the companies are saying they've actually gone into Argentina, Brazil, countries like that, and asked them to put up their military facilities as collateral for all the lawsuits that are coming in those countries. You know, there's an interesting story that Bolivia voted the use of chlorine dioxide. They had all the universities producing it. The people were standing in line outside the universities to get and they're taking it on a regular basis. Their COVID cases went to zero. Their deaths went to zero. They're a completely open country with no problems at all. And so it's and then you have Brazil and Argentina next door, which have tremendously high number of cases, et cetera, according to the statistics. But anyway, it's interesting that the dioxides, in fact, I have a study coming out that I had my own, which was hydrogen peroxide. You just had Len Horowitz having a commercial talking about his OxySilver, which is a dual oxygenated silver atom. That's what OxySilver is. There's other things like super silver, which is an oxygenated, it's 8 oxygen atoms, 4 pairs on a silver atom. All of these effective against COVID. In fact, hydroxychloroquine is sulfur dioxide. It's a sulfate. It's a sulfate, which is 4 oxygens on a sulfur atom. And what I'm doing is a study that shows that it's the dioxide is the thing that's, and this has been explained scientifically. What's going on is you have oxygen deficient areas in your body just because of weaknesses, et cetera. And the dioxides go to those regions. If you have enough oxygen in parts of your body, then it doesn't deposit there. So it goes right to the region where you have oxygen deficiency, and that's the same case with cancer. And so out of all of this is coming out, and the same with steroids. Steroids have a dioxide attached at the end, and so they look the same. So I'm doing a study, and that is the end result, and there's corroboration with this. So at any rate, I wanted to put that out there. That study is coming out very soon.
Hello. Okay, David, did you have anything else?
This is a short thing here, and this doctor says, please warn every person not to go near top-up vaccines, that's boosters. There's absolutely no need to them. If someone wished to harm or kill a significant portion of the world's population over the next few years, the systems being put in place right now will enable it. It's my considered view that it is entirely possible this will be used for massive scale depopulation. Dr. Mike Eden. That's one of his quotes.
That's very important that people understand this. And if you know people, and in everybody's family, there's people that are just giddy because they got their shot. You know, and then they start having problems, and their denial system kicks in, and they're like, oh no, that couldn't be from the shot. They can't admit that they were so stupid to get a shot that's untested.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Jim, we got one last caller we're going to try to get in real quick. Sherry from Kansas on Line 9. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Hey, Ingrid Castle had a show on, not last Saturday, but the Saturday before, on that chlorine dioxide, and it was very interesting.
Yes.
For a lot of things. And she mentioned, her guest mentioned a video, a movie you can watch online, and I don't remember the name of it, but it might be in the show notes of... in her archives, even. But anyway,
who was the guest, by the way, quickly?
I don't remember the guest, but she was quite knowledgeable. But it was Ingrid Castle's show. It comes on Saturday on RBN at 7, and it was on chlorine dioxide. That's what they talked about.
Right, but, right. It does for so many things for. You know, everything, even up to acne or kids with
even autism.
Autism, yes. Autism is another thing caused by vaccines. You know, most of the kids in the United States are walking around vaccine damaged. It's become the normal. You know, when kids go to school, the biggest department in any K-12 school is the special needs department. It has grown from nothing into the biggest thing in the school because every kid has special needs now.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Folks, we are out of time. Sherry, thank you for your call. Jim, thank you for being on as always. You're such a wealth of information.
Thanks, Tim.
So,
good to be here. It's good, always good to be here.
All right. You have a good one, buddy.
See.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 to 4 minutes. Call-in number is 512-248-8252. And next up, we have Jeff Nyquist. So stand by.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.